July 9th. The wrong standard, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and verses 17 through 18, New Living Translation. Oh, don't worry, we wouldn't dare say that we are as wonderful as these other men who tell you how important they are, but they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as the standard of measurement. How ignorant. As the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. When people commend themselves, it doesn't count for much. The important thing is for the Lord to commend them. Paul has such a strong understanding of where his strength and ability came from. The Lord had changed him from being a highly ambitious, hard-driving, legalistic Pharisee to someone much more impressed by the Lord than the efforts of man. He's making this point clear to the church at Corinth. Remember, this was the church that was caught up in preachers and identifying with people more than the Lord. Paul said that comparing yourselves with each other, with other people, is ignorant. By comparing yourselves with others, you're seeing man as the standard of measurement. By declaring how wonderful and important you are, again, you're using man as the standard of comparison, and that's ignorant. It's not that Paul is against people. Paul simply understood that man was not the standard. Comparing yourself with other people leads to pride or insecurity. Paul believed in what the scripture said. He quoted the prophet Jeremiah about only boasting in the Lord. Paul was repeating a quote from the first letter to the Corinthians, said, "He that glories, let him glory in the Lord." Modern translations use the word boast. We might say today brag. If we're going to brag, we need only brag about the Lord. Whatever we have done pales in comparison with what the Lord has done for us. And what do we have that we did not receive? Paul goes on to say, if you're commending yourself, it doesn't count for much. But if the Lord commends you, then you have something. If the Lord says you're doing good, it doesn't matter what people say. And if the Lord is not pleased, then it doesn't matter what people say, even if they're singing your praises. Paul understood that man was the wrong standard. Application. I grew up around people who bragged, and I never liked it. I was always uncomfortable when people bragged about themselves, and even if they bragged about me, I never enjoyed it. When I came back to the Lord and came around preachers that bragged, I liked it even less. I still cringe today when I hear preachers built up and exalted by other preachers. It's fine to be appreciative, but if we're going to brag, let's brag about the Lord. All men have flaws, but He's the perfect one that deserves all our praise. Jesus is the standard that we compare ourselves with. When we do that, we realize what we are without Him. Thank God we're not without Him, so that makes us a grateful people, not a boasting people. Our prayer is, Lord, may I appreciate people, but only boast in You.